Lafayette Community. This is The Juice Bar with your host, The Juice. And across from me, I have, as always, the independent variable.
Glad to be here.
It's a beautiful thing.
Today is a very special episode of our show. It's the holiday-themed show. If we get, there it is.
Jingle bells.
Welcome back, everybody, on this wonderful Saturday day. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar. And today, we're going to be in the holiday spirit. We got a little collection of songs going on. All fitting within the theme again. It's another themed episode, but you know.
Another themed episode, holiday. We decided this last week.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd close out this first season of the Juice Bar with a little bit of a bang, with a lot of good holiday songs.
Hopefully some ones that you haven't heard before necessarily. We try to avoid like the really, you know, popular.
Yeah, no, we try to mix it up a little bit. I know there's like some people that are just, you know, Christmas time comes and it's just hit the same playlist, but after a while any music gets really boring. And I think 18 years running, some of it has run its course.
Yeah.
But it's a big playlist. We got a lot of good Christmas songs, a lot of good Hanukkah songs.
Some good Hanukkah songs.
It took us a while to find them, but we got them.
We got them.
Collectively, I think 4 hours we took trying to find those. But it's a lot of great stuff. Just in the background there, we were playing Jingle Bells, a little jazzy version by Lauren Daigle. But why don't we just jump in right into the music?
Yeah.
Eric Clapton released a new album, Christmas album this year. So this is the first track off of it. White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten. Children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
mistletoe. Wrap me in a great big bow and tear me apart. It's Christmas time, so open up the floodgates. Tell me that you'll be late and rip me apart. 'Cause you say, it's Christmas time. Cold icing on the walkways. Slip into the games we play. We're falling apart. A great big house made out of gingerbread crumbles to the ground. But you said that, you said that things will be alright. But I've heard that so many times. And I know that it's not Christmas if the snow don't fall. And I'm still standing here 3 feet small. Lose our troubles because after all, it's Christmas time.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how it came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old top hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Old Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
a jolly, happy song, with a cocoa pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman, a fairy tale they say, was made of snow, but he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old top hat they found.
Some magic in that.
For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty
the Snowman,
knew
the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
Frosty the Snowman, to hurry on his way.
But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
All right, that was just Eric Clapton's White Christmas, Mistletoe by Kobe Collette, and Frosty the Snowman by Michael Bublé. In the background here, we have a little bit of the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. It'll just be playing in the back while we talk.
Atmosphere.
We're trying to create a warm, kind of sitting by the fireplace kind of vibe, you know? There's only so much we could do in the basement of Hogue Hall.
Where it is actually very nice, warm, and cozy right now.
It is very warm and cozy. You got this ambient yellow lamp. I'm sure this light bulb is just destroying the environment single-handedly. It's hotter in here than anywhere else on campus, as per usual,
yep.
Which is nice now because it's freezing. But last night we had a little, our friend Eric, who's been on the show a couple weeks ago,
yep,
had his a cappella concert. Absolutely fantastic. He did a great job.
Fantastic.
The whole group did great. The other group that performed, the Corduroys. Always a great show.
Always fantastic. My friend JD, shout out to him. Fantastic.
Always so good. There have been a lot of concerts now. This is when, you know, at the end of the semester, all of the performing groups come. And you've been to a couple.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple. I've been in a couple. So
yeah, you have a concert.
Christian and I have a concert tomorrow, marquee concert, 3 to 4. No Christmas music or Hanukkah music or Kwanzaa music or whatever you celebrate.
Nothing.
Music. Nothing.
Wow.
It's 17th century classical music. Because that's what everybody wants to hear.
Yep. This time of year.
At this time of year. It's going to be great, though. There's going to be the singers that are performing. We've got Maggie, another Eric who lives on the fourth floor, and Chris who lives on the fourth floor. Maggie has an unbelievable solo. Eric is going to have an unbelievable solo. Chris is going to have an unbelievable solo. We've got a lutenist coming. There's going to be
a
harpsichord.
What?
A lutenist.
What is a lutenist?
They
play a lute?
They play a lute. Oh. A lutenist. It's going to be great. But last weekend, there was the regular orchestra concert where we also didn't play any holiday tunes.
No.
But that went better. You said it went better.
I thought it was fantastic.
You thought it was great. The night before, the choir concert,
yep,
was fantastic.
Also
they
great.
Had the full choir performed. There was a chamber choir that performed, a little a cappella group of four guys, all from the music program there. That was absolutely great.
Then there was the percussion ensemble.
Percussion ensemble this past week. That was just lovely. Tonight, actually, 7 to 9 is the jazz band, I believe. Not jazz band, the consort band, which Brett and Jack Arceau is in. Brett plays trombone, Jack plays saxophone.
Amazing sax.
Amazing sax. When we were listening to the Michael Bublé, Frosty the Snowman, the sax solo that comes in, I looked right at Eli and said, this is what Jack sounds like in my head. I've never actually heard him play. I'll hear him tonight for the first time.
You've never heard him play?
I've never heard him play. Everybody says that he plays in his room really loud.
Yeah, he plays in his room really loud.
But, you know, we live on the other side of the floor, which is kind of, there's a little, it's a little difficult. However, I've only heard good things, so tonight's going to be great. My FYS professor is the conductor, Dr. Kirk O'Riordan. He's one of his songs is going to be out there. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. I think after tomorrow, though, that's the end of the concert season and right into finals, which we'll get into later, our first
that's
finals
gonna be
here.
We've got a week
coming. It's going to be...
home for the holidays.
Home for the holidays, yeah. It's going to be a month away.
Almost there.
Yeah. So let's jump back into music. Do you want
to? Yeah. So this is a very special song to me. This is going to be a little mashup of Bing Crosby and David Bowie singing Little Drummer Boy / Peace on Earth.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day when live in peace. So peace on earth when we come. Must be made to care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory. I play my day for him when men of good will live in peace, again. Then peace on earth can it be?
Pretty thing, isn't it? I'm sure glad you came by to work out on the piano today. I enjoyed it.
It was when I came to New York to live for the first time that I learned this song. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Yom Kippur, Shana, Alastaka, Frelika, Nittor, Nachazana, Alla Nachindred, Spielen mehr, Heißa, Fetter, Latte, Essen mehr. Geschwinde, zehn Kinder, die Hanukkah, Lichter, Lechon, Lümmer, alle singen, Lümmer, alle springen, Lümmer, alle tanzen im Tag. Lümmer, alle singen, Lümmer, alle springen, Lümmer, alle tanzen im Tag. Who knows it? Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Yom Kippur, Shana, Lustige, Fröhliche, Nittor, Nachazan, Alle Nachten, Rädel, Spielen mehr, Heiße, Fette, Lacke, Essen mehr. Geschwinde, zehn Kinder, die Hanukkah, Lichter, Lechon, Lümmer alle singen, Lümmer alle springen, Lümmer alle tanzen im Tag. Lümmer alle singen, Lümmer alle springen, Lümmer alle tanzen im Tag. Says, let us all sing, let us all dance. Quickly, children, light the Hanukkah candles. Practically every religion at this time has a song and a dance ceremony about lighting light. You know, to conjure back the sun. I think that's what it's for. Right here in the United States, we have some wonderful Christmas carols, which, well, they're never sung much up here at Christmas time. But, well, maybe you might spread this one around. It's a good song. What month was my Jesus born in? Last month of the year. What month was my Jesus born in? In the last month of the year.
Oh, January, January, February, February, March, oh Lordy, April, May, and June. You got July, August, September, October, and November on the 25th day of December, on the last month of the year. You come in on it. I say, what month was my Jesus born in? The last month of the year. What month was my Jesus born in? Last month of the year. Oh, January, January, February, March, oh Lord, April, May, and June. You got July, August, September, October, Lord, November on the 25th day of December. Last month of the year. Well, they laid him in a manger. I'm the last month of the year. They laid him in a manger. I'm the last month of the year. Oh, January, February, March, oh Lordy, April, May, and June. You got July, August, September, October, and November on the 25th day of December, I'm the last month of the year. Well, they wrapped him in a swaddling clothing. Last month of the year. They wrapped him in a swaddling clothing. On the last month of the year. Oh, January, February, March, oh Lordy, April, May, and June. You got July, August, September, October, and November. I'm the last month of the year, born of the Virgin Mary. I'm the last month of the year, born of the Virgin Mary. I'm the last month of the year. Oh, January, February, March, oh Lord, April, May, and June. You got July, August, September, October, on the November, on the 25th day.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, for the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, And my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right, that was Peace on Earth and Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, What Month Was Jesus Born by Pete Seeger. And Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow by the one and only Ella Fitzgerald. This week is finals. I don't know how you feel going into this week since, you know, it's pretty hectic.
You know, I'm actually... I feel like... my finals schedule is actually not that bad compared to most people because, I mean, at least for freshmen, I know most people have a chemistry final and also a math final. But for me, at least, I just have, I have only a chemistry final. My math class has no final, which is...
you're lucky.
Kind of amazing.
Actually, the luckiest of everybody is Linus. Not everybody listening is going to know who Linus is, but Linus is from California. No finals.
He just no left. Finals. He's gone already.
He literally is already gone. He is on a plane back to LA. Why do I have a final a week from today?
I know. Yeah, on Saturday, too.
Saturday, 12 to 3. Really? Really?
Though, I mean, I guess, you know, classes are over, so the week has no meaning anymore.
I mean, except for the fact that this is, you know, collectively just about like half of your grade. Half of your GPA is determined right now. That's a big thing. It's a little stressful.
It's a little bit.
I mean, Charles has always talked about how if this week is insane.
Charles
it's just,
is our RA for everyone listening out there.
He has his own radio show Wednesday nights. Check it out. I don't know if he's doing it this week, just because this is, you know,
finals week.
This is, you know, controlled chaos. There is a lot going on. There's a lot of people are going to be pulling all-nighters, which according to all of my professors, none of us should have to do. People pull mattresses into the library, sleep there, because you need a chair. It's important.
Yeah, I heard actually that getting just space in the library is extremely competitive,
which is why you don't go to the library, because everybody in the school is in the library. Find another place to go.
I feel like, yeah, just go to like an empty classroom.
You gotta beat the system. You gotta learn how to finagle your way around it, you know.
When we had the library orientation, I remember the research assistant who was helping us out suggested getting a bunch of friends and just reserving all of the blocks for one of the study rooms and just staying in there all day.
I don't know why
and
that
I
would be a
feel
suggestion.
Like that's a good idea.
I don't know why they
told us to do that.
No, but all week, I mean, I don't have any 8 a.m.s, but this week it's going to be early rising all week.
Hmm.
I know a lot of people have that. A lot of people have these early morning finals, which I could have sworn like there was this general consensus like back when we were in middle school that no one performs to the best of their ability before like 9:30 at the best, right? So why is there an exam at 8 in the morning? That lasts 3 hours. Why?
It's so early. It's so bad.
It's too much.
No, actually, though, I have been meaning to get up earlier because, you know, the sun keeps abandoning us, Jack. It disappears at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We'll walk out of here with no sun,
yeah, the
which is one
gone.
Of the saddest things. One of the saddest things about the winter time, no sun. I know that hurts a lot of people greatly. I know there's some... some of us really enjoy just, you know, photosynthesizing out on the quad.
The vitamin D.
All that, you know, that's just they like soaking it in. And you'd think during finals, you know, that'd be something you'd want. But the Mother Nature just disagrees.
Nope.
Just disagrees. And it also doesn't help that, you know, every day is cloudy.
Mm.
You know, and that's not just a metaphor for anything. It just is.
No, it's just actually cloudy.
Just
it was snowing
cloudy.
Earlier today.
It was snowing earlier
briefly.
Today. I don't know. It flurries like every day.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're out at the right time, it's always snowing.
Because it's always cloudy and it's always below freezing.
It's crazy weather. But let's jump back to some music here. Not that this isn't good, our fireside playlist here. But a quick reminder, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Right now we're going to jump into O Christmas Tree by Martin Sexton.
Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Oh Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Your boughs are green in summer's clime, and through the snows of wintertime. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how steadfast are your branches. Oh Christmas tree, what happiness befalls me. Oh Christmas tree, what happiness befalls me. When oft it joys Christmas time, your form inspires my song and rhyme. What a happiness befalls me. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, your boughs can't teach a lesson. Christmas tree, your boughs can't teach a lesson of that constant faith and hope sublime, lend strength and comfort all the time. Christmas tree, your boughs can teach a lesson. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely your branches are to me.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is
let's hope it's a good one. super sinner. Throw my troubles to the wind till we're back on the road again. Here's to finding your own little peace on earth. And I hope you have a really, 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 really nice Christmas. If you're in Luckenbach or Waikiki, I hope you have a really, 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 really nice Christmas. And may we all stay higher than the angel on the top of the tree.
Don't get caught up in the hustle and the bustle. This time of year ain't supposed to be so stressful. Here's to easy silent nights and finding your own paradise with whatever family you might call your own.
That was just "Oh Christmas Tree" by Martin Sexton, "Happy Xmas" by John Lennon, and "A Willy Nice Christmas" by Casey Musgraves featuring Willie Nelson and his guitar Trigger.
What was that?
You know,
Jack, where did that come from?
I had been searching for music to put on here because there's that just the usual music, the usual suspects. I couldn't say that this is what I wanted to put out there. I wanted to find some songs that people would know, some artists people would know, and some songs that nobody's ever heard of, right? So, you know, we kind of mixed it up. There's, like, "White Christmas" by Eric Clapton. No one... It came out this year, so most people haven't heard it.
Most people, yeah.
But, you know, would you go to Eric Clapton for Christmas music? Probably not.
No,
you know?
Frosty
the Snowman by Michael Bublé. A lot of people know a couple of his other Christmas songs. You know, I know my dad doesn't like them, but I know a lot of people listen to them. And "Frosty the Snowman," though, it's a bonus track on the album, off the special edition, which I found.
Really?
I'm doing some deep diving.
Oh,
so I'm like,
God.
Nobody, I'm sure not a lot of people have heard this one. So that's basically, you know, where a lot of this music came from. But for anybody that isn't aware, or just is tuning in late, this is our last show of 2018.
Very sad.
First semester, first season of the show. So we're just going to talk a little bit about, how
Jack,
this has been.
I think this show has been really instrumental to our friendship. You know, the first thing you said to me when we met on the first day of orientation was, hey.
I mean, I saw you in that gym when everybody was taking photos, and I was like, you look like someone I'd want to host a radio show.
Let's host a radio show together.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Months later.
It's not at all how it happened, but now that... I mean, I feel like we've talked about it quite a bit, that first orientation day in the gym. when we had a line up.
Yeah.
You and I were at the back of the line. You know, I wanted to be last.
Literally the last people.
The last people out, you know, because if you're not first, you're last. And, you know, that's we had no idea that we lived across the hall from each other.
Nope.
This was just kind of like a
happy
accident.
I actually remember I saw you and you were really tall and I was like, wow, that kid looks nice. I want to talk to him, but I don't know his name. So yeah. I looked at the lanyard that you, because everyone was wearing tag lanyards.
Yeah.
And yours said John. So I came up to you later.
It actually said Mora, because what? That was my orientation leader, because they also had our orientation leader's names on them.
Yeah, also Mora.
But
it said John.
Also it said John,
and
yeah.
I came up to you later, and I said, hey, John. And you were like, my name's not John. And I was just so confused.
Yeah, no, it's, well, you know, it's something I live with. You know, why I'm named John, but go by Jack, is something that, you know, I don't really... my parents say it's because it's after JFK.
Mm.
You know, because he was John, but John. To the people around him, he was Jack Kennedy.
Mm.
Which I find interesting, because JFK
cool.
got his head blown off, you know. But how about maybe someone that... name me after someone that didn't get just, you know, brutally assassinated on...
You know, there's so many other things you could focus on there, Jack.
I know, he's also, like, JFK, a super attractive guy, you know, really fly, really got around. Nobody likes to talk about that fact, but, you know, he was really... He got it done, but, He got done, so. But the whole show, I can remember the first day was parents' weekend, and I remember leaving my parents to be like, yeah, we gotta go do this show. I don't know, like, what it's gonna be like. We're kind of just gonna...
That first show was a little bit rough.
Yeah,
we had some technical difficulties.
You played a song, like, we were halfway through, I think, Hey
accidentally
Jude.
Started
and
another
you just
one.
Played another song. We had to ask the girl before our show
how
what
to do. Because the...
My email didn't work. Initially, my email wasn't even on the program. They spelt my name wrong somehow. It's not like my name is hard to spell or say or anything.
Not at all.
It's not like it's 13 letters. that was a ride. But I feel like every single show since then, we've gotten better.
Yeah, and here we are. You know, now
we got background music going on.
A little fire crackling in the background.
We've got, you know, everything set. The playlists are made beforehand. We figured it out. You know, we did a good job.
I think it's going well.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
It really has. I'm glad you did this with me. Thank you.
I'm glad we're doing it together, Jack.
I know there's probably not a ton of people listening, but
everybody
that does listen.
Speaking of people that are listening, shout out to my friend Zach and my other friend Toby in NYU and UChicago, respectively. Except those are backwards. Anyway. for listening, just sent you guys a link and you sent me back a picture listening, so thanks for tuning in, guys.
I feel like we've got a good core of people that listen, more than our direct family, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, it's always good when more than just your direct family,
you know. I know Eric's listening. I'm sure Lily is listening. She
we've
usually
had some,
does
some people just from
listening.
The greater Eastern area call into the show, so you know,
of course we've got a couple people that we've never met call into the show.
That's amazing.
That's wonderful. We've got people out there just listening. Linus would be listening if he wasn't on a plane.
He wasn't on a plane already going home.
Already going home because he doesn't have finals. Kelsey's listening, I think. I don't even know. Cole's listening probably. He said he was going to listen. I mean, everybody out there, thank you just so much for listening.
Thanks for joining us on this adventure, guys.
But we're going to throw it back to some music here. I believe you have the honors here of introducing the song.
This next song, Dar Williams, Christians and the Pagans. A classic from my family.
Amber called her uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number 3. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. grate, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, "Is it true that you're a witch?" His mom jumped up and said, "The pies are burning," and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, "It's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Now where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, "Really, no, don't bother." Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, "It's Christmas and your daughter's here." He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, "Can I be a pagan?" Dad said, "We'll discuss it when they leave." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Candles in my vehicle, 8 nights, gonna shine invincible, no longer be divisible, born through the struggle, keep on moving through all this hustle, head up, head down, through all of the bustle, New York City, wanna flex your muscle, look so down, look so puzzled, huddle around your fire through all the rubble,
bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all, bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all.
Until tomorrow, wipe away your tears and your sorrow, sunrise in the sky, like an arrow, no need to worry, no need to cry, light up your mind, no longer be blind, him who searches will find, leave your problems behind, you will shine like a fire in the sky, what's the reason we're alive, reason we're alive.
Bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all, bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all. You know how to be, and this is the light of festivity, when your broken heart yearns to be free.
Christmas, there is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
That was just Christians and Pagans by Dar Williams. Miracle by Matsuyasu, courtesy of Ori. I mean, she was one of the people that helped us find it. And then, obviously, All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah Carey, just the holiday song.
Which I do feel a little bit bad for throwing that in there on our, you know, otherwise pretty good in terms of avoiding the overplaying.
The cliche stuff, yeah. But... anyways, as always, it's almost 5 o'clock, and this is the end of the show and the end of season one of the Juice Bar. I'd like to thank all of our listeners quickly. I had mentioned a couple of people that I knew were listening. You had mentioned a couple of people you knew were listening, but there's some, you know, solid viewers. I know my dad is listening. I know your parents listen.
Yep.
Elise, Tara, Willa, Tim, Ori, Jack. There's just, I know they're all listening. Just thank you to everybody who's been listening and just talks to us about the show and says that they enjoy listening. Any family that I'm not mentioning that listens that I don't know about.
My roommates, Eric and Christian.
Eric and Christian, they're listening. Anybody out in Easton that's listening, I hope you all have a very happy holiday season. I hope you're with people that you love, no matter what you celebrate. Christmas, Hanukkah, Festivus for the rest of us.
Kwanzaa.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. Yeah, we're going to miss that. We're going to be gone for a while.
We're going to be gone for a while. We're going to be gone for a month. But, you know, I think it's going to be okay. Because I think we'll be back.
We'll be back.
We'll be back on Saturdays. The time slot should stay the same, hopefully.
Hopefully.
But we'll be back. Saturday is next year. Probably February is when we'll be getting back into the swing of things. But we're just going to get into our last song here, which is my favorite Christmas song. It's Christmas in L.A. by The Killers featuring Dawes. And Dawes is, I've played a ton of songs by them. But it's really something I love. So
from everyone here at the Juice Bar.
Everyone at the Juice Bar, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Happy holidays to everybody.
We'll see you next year.
We'll see you next year.
Woke up to sun streaming in my room. One beachfront palm December afternoon. You close your eyes, another year blows by. Somewhere in the wind, just another life. My parents sent a Christmas card and tennis shoes. We understand you staying, and we're proud of you. There's a well-rehearsed disinterest in the atmosphere. I don't know if that's what this time gave me, or if it led me here. And I played so many parts, I don't know which one's really me. Don't know if I can take another Christmas in L.A. Another picture of sangria in an empty beach cafe. Another Christmas in L.A. Hold me tighter, Carmelita, I don't know how long I can stay. Left a girl behind in my old man's truck. Sometimes I wonder where she ended up. Maybe she got married, had a couple of kids.
Who do you think you're fooling, man? Of course she did. I'm walking in the antenna's bar, trying to talk with her.